Well, joining us today here on Michigan Ag Today is Cade Krieger. He's based out of Berrien County, and he works for the Michigan State University Fruit and Vegetable Research Farm in Benton Harbor. And he joins us today to share his experience with Michigan Agribility. Cade, first of all, share your story and what happened in terms of what led to your connection with Michigan Agribility.
I was in a car accident about 20 years ago that put me in a wheelchair. And then in high school, I joined FFA, where my ag teacher contacted Ned Stoller, who still helps me today. He came out and looked at my situation and helped me figure out how to show pigs in my chair. I went to MSU and Southwestern Michigan College. I got my degree in fruit and vegetable crop management. And then I went and worked on a different farm in Benton Harbor, where I had to contact Ned again. And he came out and looked at my situation for that job, where he insisted on hand control levers for tractors and a truck lift to get me on and off of equipment. So I worked there for about 2 years. And then that farmer decided to retire last year, and he referred me to this MSU job. And now he had to come out and look at that situation again, because on every farm, there's different situations that have to be tackled depending on your entry. So he came out last year, and we adjusted some more hand levers for the different equipment, because I'm driving about 5 different tractors at least. And there I mostly mow and prepare fields for planting.
And Cade, if it wasn't for the team at Michigan Agribility, it would make it far more challenging for you to be able to do what you do.
I would have no clue where to start without Michigan Agribility, because the resources they have are just so beneficial depending on your injury. They have so many things in their toolbox, as they say.
My guest is Cade Krieger. He is from Berrien County, Michigan. He's been helped by Michigan Agribility, and we're chatting about Michigan Agribility and what they can do for farmers and those who have had major illnesses or major injuries. And they come to your farm, they kind of check out your equipment, they repurpose your equipment so that way you can get on and off of your tractor, your combine, your machinery far more easily. They also make accommodations on your farm to where if you have dairy cattle and you need to take care of them, they can certainly make plans to make it a little less challenging for you to be a farmer, to be a producer in Michigan. In terms of your opportunities with Michigan Agribility, I understand that you were part of an event here last year in Georgia. Is that right, Cade?
Yes, that's correct. Their National Agribility Workshop I got to do. It was very interesting and made lots of connections. I plan on going to their National Agribility Workshop this year, too. This year it's down in New Mexico.
I understand that you are Michigan Agribility's brand ambassador for Easter Seals as well.
Yes, that's correct. Easter Seals is partnered with MSU and Agribility to help provide the resources to Michigan farmers.
My guest is Cade Krieger. He's from Berrien County, and he's been helped by Michigan Agribility after an accident many, many years ago. In terms of those farmers or producers who are listening, and they also have an injury, they also have illness, but they have a farm operation and it's getting more and more challenging for them to operate the machinery or to work the equipment. What advice would you give to those producers to make it a little bit easier for them and to let them know that Michigan Agribility is on their side?
The first thing I would do is contact Michigan Agribility or Easter Seals. Because it doesn't matter your situation or how bad or minimum your injury is that you think, they can open up a case. They have funds to help you get back to doing what you need or what's challenging. They look at what's beneficial on your farm that needs to be done and what you enjoy, and they help you get set up a situation so that you're able to do what's needed.
And the website, MichiganAgribility.org, and we'll have that link at our website, MichiganAgToday.com. Cade, thank you so much for sharing your story with us here today on Michigan Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.